Sherry Frost has drawn criticism for Republicans for tweets in which she called white Christian men a terrorist problem and for observing that having men tell her to calm down makes her homicidal. Frost called the latter tweet hyperbole and defended her comments about terrorism as factual.
My speech is not always pretty or polite, but I have the right to express myself in ways that I feel best relay what I witness and experience.
Democrats question the fresh scrutiny of Frost tweeting. It comes as the House is looking into a Republican rep, Robert Fisher of Laconia, who's accused of founding a misogynist Reddit forum. But Republicans told the committee that Frost's language goes too far. Glenn Dickey of New Boston sits in front of Frost in Reps Hall and says he sought a seat change because Frost's comments made him feel unsafe.
This might sound a little weird coming from a Republican, but Representative Frost needs to check her privilege.
Frost was accompanied to the hearing by her lawyer, former New Hampshire House Counsel Paul Toomey. He said the hearing didn't protect Frost's rights to due process. On his advice, Frost refused to be sworn in or to answer questions. The legislative committee has until next week to weigh Frost's case and make a recommendation to the full legislature for a vote on June 1st. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.